You'll find the reading today on page 1083 of your church Bibles, which are in front of you if you do want to follow the reading. It is from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Do I need to move that? As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. If you do what I command, longer call you servants. I've got the right page up. Because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So as we look at the Bible together this morning, I'm just going to lead us in a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word, and we pray that it would speak to each one of us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Today is the 26th of November. It's also a Sunday. It's Callie's baptism. It's also, parents probably won't like me saying this, 29 sleeps till Christmas. And Christmas advertising is in full swing, including here at church. You're going to see me waving around in a little bit, a flyer for Christmas. If you haven't got one, if you didn't get one on the way in, do get one before you leave church, and I'll say a bit more about that later on. So Christmas advertising is in full swing, and it's in full swing here at church too. Now, I wonder if anyone has seen the M&S Christmas advert. It's been the subject of a fair amount of discussion and feedback since being released at the beginning of the month. Has anyone seen it? Yeah, a few people have said yes and a few hands going up. Now, I'm not surprised that Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus don't feature, but not only have M&S taken Christ out of Christmas, they've also taken the Christian values of loving and caring for one another out of Christmas. For those of you that haven't seen the advert shows people rebelling against a variety of Christmas traditions, making Christmas crafts, playing board games, wearing Christmas hats. People are rebelling against these things. And the advert finishes with the strapline, "Do only what you love." That's quite a contrast to the strapline at the end of one of my favourite Christmas adverts, Edgar the Dragon, if you want to go and look that up on YouTube, from I think it was maybe 2019. And that finished with the strapline, "Show them how much you care." I wonder how much this messaging reflects how we've changed as a society. That in 4 years we've gone from showing others how much we care to doing only what we love. I think it also highlights how hard it is for the Christian values of love and care and friendship to exist without Christ. Since September, we've been thinking in our sermons about what the Bible says about friendship. And the Bible reading we've had this morning tells us about the best friendship any of us can ever have. What's the best friendship any of us can ever have? It's being a friend of Jesus. This morning, we have celebrated Callie's baptism, which marks the beginning of a lifetime discovering what it means to be a friend of Jesus. And so to help Callie remember her special baptism day, I'm wondering if there's anyone here that might like to come and make Callie a dove, anyone that wants to come and do some craft instead of listening to me speak, or whilst listening to me speak. It's all over on the table. All the instructions are on the piece of paper. I have attempted an example. And in just a few moments, we'll give these to Callie to remind her of how being friends with Jesus is the best friendship any of us can ever have. So the instructions are all here. It tells you what pieces you need. The Pritt sticks there, and there's an example there. So we'll give those to Callie in just a few moments to remind her of the best friendship any of us can ever have, being friends with Jesus. So back to John 15, our reading this morning. Notice that love here in John 15 is described as a command rather than a feeling. Jesus says to his disciples that if they keep his commands, they will remain in his love, just as Jesus has kept the Father's commands and remains in the Father's love. And twice in that short Bible reading, we're told what Jesus' command is. In verse 12, love each other as I've loved you. And then in verse 17, right at the end of our reading, love each other. Through loving each other, Jesus' disciples will be living out their friendship with Jesus. They're abiding in Jesus' love. Just as Jesus, in loving the disciples, is living out his relationship with the Father. Our loving and caring for one another, our friendship with one another, has a lot to do with Jesus. We might think we can love and care for each other and be friends with each other without Jesus. I'm not convinced. Whether we realize it or not, Jesus is the ultimate example of friendship, of loving one another. The love God the Father has for his Son Jesus is the love Jesus has for us and the love we're to have for others. It's all interconnected. The Bible tells us that at Jesus' baptism, the Spirit of God descended on Jesus like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." That's in Matthew's Gospel. And as we celebrate Callie's baptism this morning, we're celebrating that this is Callie's identity too. She too is a beloved child of God. The love God has for his love God the Father has for his Son Jesus is the love Jesus has for his disciples, for us, and the love we're to have for others. That's why we're making baptism doves for Callie this morning. In the same way God the Father called his Son Jesus beloved, Jesus calls each one of us beloved. And he calls us to love one another with the love he has been shown by the Father, which he shows to us. They can't be separated. Are we getting on okay over here? Is it sort of making sense? Yeah. I can see some doves that have a front and a back, so that looks good. Great, I will come and see how you're doing again in just a moment. So why is being friends with Jesus the best friendship any of us can ever have? We have the answer right in the middle of our reading this morning in verse 13, if you're following along. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus is the best friend any of us can have because he is the one who transforms hate into love, who redeems all that is not good in our world. And we don't have to look very far to see there's a lot in our world that's not good. War, suffering, sickness. Jesus is the one who transforms all that's not good in our world, who transforms hate into love. And if we're honest, sometimes there are things in our own hearts which are not good. I get envious or resentful or judgmental, or sometimes I'm too quick to speak and too slow to listen. And that's just the start of the list. Sometimes there are things in our own hearts which are not good. And that's what the Bible calls sin. Jesus is the one who transforms and redeems, who offers us freedom and hope and life if we recognize our need of him. And because there's so much that's not good in our world, and because it's in our hearts too, we all need Jesus. What's offered to us is new life in Christ. And that's what we're celebrating this morning. Jesus's love is a sacrificial love, a love that shows us how much he cares, rather than a do only what you love kind of love. Back to the Christmas adverts. Jesus's love is a love that shows us just how much he cares, rather than a do only what you love kind of love. To lay down one's life for one's friends is the greatest expression of sacrificial love. And yet, Jesus went further, because he didn't just die for his friends, but also for his enemies. Jesus died not just for those who loved him, but for those who hated him. And in so doing, opens the gate to a restored relationship with God the Father. Jesus shows us the greatness of the Father's love when he gave his life to give us new life and a new way to live. God the Father loves each one of us so much, he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for us. And because we're so loved by him, we can love others in the same way. It's really, really hard to detach loving and caring for one another from Jesus. Now, the very astute amongst you might have noticed that I carefully chose my words as I was just speaking then to illustrate how Jesus's giving of his life transforms hate into love. We started with hate and just changing one letter each time. Jesus is the gate who gave his life to give us life and to show us a new way to live, the way of love. Hate, gate, gave, give, live, love. Love that is not a feeling, but a command. Love that we don't live for, do only what you love, but love that we live from. Our identity as loved children of God. That's what being friends with Jesus gives us. And that gets us so much further in loving and caring for others, if we live from love rather than for love. And it's through being friends with Jesus that we know how to love and care for one another. Being friends with Jesus is the ultimate example for all our friendships. How do we know how to love and care for one another and follow Jesus' example? We know through reading God's word, which is why we do it every week when we gather together. And this teaches us the Jesus way to live, in and out of an identity as beloved children of God. Jesus calls his disciples friends, not servants. That's verse 15. And notice the distinction the Bible reading gives us. It's not what they do, it's what they know. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my father, I have made known to ye. That's verse 15. Being friends with Jesus is knowing the love of God for each of us, and there's no greater love that any of us can ever know. And making this love, the love of God, known in our relationships with one another. This is why it's hard for love and care and friendship to exist without Christ, without God. We can have them for a bit, but you only get so far. If we want love and care and friendship in our Christmas adverts, then I really think we need to get back to Christ. The love God the Father has for his son Jesus is the love Jesus has for us and the love we're to have for others. They're all bound up with each other. And to remind Callie of this, I'm hoping we might now have some baptism doves. How are we doing over here? Are any of them completed? Some of you are getting there. Do you want to keep going for a little bit and then we can get Callie up in a bit to give her your baptism doves? Oh, we've got one here. So I don't know, Leslie, if you want to bring Callie forward. Oh, we've got a couple. So to remind Callie throughout her life that Jesus is the best friend we can ever have, that she's a beloved child of God, we've got some doves for you to take home, and there might be some more coming in a little bit. Should I give them to Dad? There we go. Amen.